morning. Well, it keeps on getting more and more complicated, and there are now apparently some serious complaints by journalists who were behind the publishing of stories based on anonymous leaks from inside government that their phones and the phone calls that their phones made are an object of some attention in the vast database of the National Security Agency, which is, of course, interested in anything that is a leak because it's a threat to national security, but it totally changes the game for anybody who wants to play journalism, and it endangers and frightens a great many people on the inside of government who might otherwise have hipped some of us on the outside to what was going on. Meanwhile, south of the border, Ecuador has confiscated the Occidental Oil Company profits and assets in that country. That's oil fields, gas fields, all of the equipment, all of the money in the bank, if there is any in the bank. Ecuador has been under threat of overthrow of the government by the poor and landless, mostly from the Amazon basin side of the area, where the exploitation of oil has been the only thing making any money at all, and the money has not gone back to the folks in the neighborhood. Under the new situation, Ecuador is apparently going to be nationalizing any and all of its natural resources again. This puts them in the same camp with Bolivia, in some degree of association with Venezuela and Brazil. The axis of good spreads. In fact, it's spreading even through capitalism. Venezuela announced that it's sending up $2.5 million to Belize, which used to be British Honduras and has been suffering from the free trade policies of America for a considerable period of time. In Belize, 65% of the arable land has now been sold to one orange juice concentrate company, leaving the folks who used to live there to shop the supermarkets, of course. The situation in Belize is that last year they made an oil strike. They know where it is. The question of who is going to develop it has now been settled. Venezuela, which is pretty long on expertise in the oil industry, is going to take over the development and management. China in the background of all of this, probably to build high-tech refineries somewhere along the Caribbean coast. And in Brazil, the entire state of Sao Paulo is in a degree of chaos. The city has got riots going in the streets, gangsters, literal gang members with up to RPGs and anti-tank weapons have attacked police stations. The 65 of the 74 prisons and jails in the area are now in the hands of the inmates, and the number of hostages is someplace in the several hundreds. It's a full tilt crisis whether or not the Brazilians can handle it on a local state level or whether the federal forces are going to come in to try and take control again. Very, very touchy scene in Brazil, leading into, interestingly enough, yet another election, which could be always interesting. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the pig, on the radio, on what must be Tuesday. Stay tuned.